The simple description of a momentum is a mass in motion or a mass in action. Whoever wins the first game in the Eastern and Western NBA conference today or this afternoon will have the momentum for the second game, right? Why did I say that? Because, you see, the Lord is the single person, event, and action in the church. He was victorious. He won the game of salvation. And it was a blowout. It was a blowout. Now, as he was about to leave, he said to the disciples, "Go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creation. But don't worry, because the momentum is in your favor." And that's called Jesus' momentum. You see, in physics, there are two variables that describes a momentum. The mass and the motion of the mass. That's why the formula is Vm times V, mass times the velocity. Jesus is the mass, and he's the greatest mass. The momentum in mission depends on how we move that mass in our heart and in our apostolate, in the way we witness Christ to the world. If the mass is a constant and it's great, whatever movement you put there, we determine the momentum of the work of God in us and the work of God through us. Okay? That's why it's called a Jesus momentum. Jesus momentum. By the way, I wish the Warriors will win in the West and the Cubs will win in the East so that there will be a good, you know, championship game. But that's momentum. That's momentum. In our celebration today, there are two things that is very important. One, that God wants us to communicate His good news. God wants us to communicate the gospel to all creatures. But what are we going to communicate? What are we going to bring to the world? God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son, Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, in John chapter 15, verse 12, it says, "I leave you my new commandment, love one another as I have loved you." And that is the message that God wants us to bring, the message of love, the message of love. Sometimes we feel that God is not working in our life. Sometimes we feel that God is somewhere there, alien. God is somewhere there and He does not engage with us. But that's not true. Because God has already done one singular moment, His greatest love, act of love. And through that act of action of love, now all we need to do is to put it in motion. And that's where momentum starts. That's where God will work. Speaking of communication, communication is not just talk, voices, noise, and gadgets. Sometimes the best communication And the deepest and profoundest communication can happen in silence and in stillness. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." My favorite quote from Saint Mother Teresa is, "In the silence of our heart, God speaks." And God is already there, a big mass. But we have to move it. Unless we move it, the faster we move it, the greater the momentum of God in our life and in the way we act towards our brothers and sisters in love. That is why it's so important that each of us know that God has done already. He won the first game, blowout game. If it was football, 50-0. If it was basketball, at least 100 points against the enemy. But sometimes we don't know that. We don't realize that God has done so much and that God is already there in our life, and all we need to do is move it. Move it. It's a mass, but in action. Movement. So that communication is like that. It's something that we, in the silence, it's there, moving, waiting for us to move it. Waiting for us to move it. Speaking of communication, this 8 o'clock mass, somebody had his cell phone on and it started ringing. And I just remembered. And I just remembered. I wish that inside the church, our cell phones don't have signals. And when we come out of the church, immediately we have full bars of our signals. Why? To remind us that inside the church, the most important communication is that with God. And as we go out, we have what it takes to communicate the mandate of God. Go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creatures. Because we have the signal. I will buy that gadget. Second point and last point. You see, Jesus has left us. But he did not leave us, you know, hanging or in wanting. He left us, and there's that greatest momentum in favor of us. Those of you who read your office of the reading or liturgy of the hour, in the morning prayer, specifically of the Ascension Sunday, the reading is found in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. And verse 12 says, Jesus' offering of sacrifice for our sins is that one act forever that perfected those to be sanctified. Can you imagine the impact of that text? That in that one action of God allows us, gives us all the resources that we need that we can be sanctified. And that's why I'm telling you, the mass of God is already there in our hearts. All we need to do is start moving it. And the faster we move it, the more momentum and the greater God will work in our life, individual life, our life as a community, and our life as a church. I was in the Holy Land 2 months ago, and we visited the Church of the Ascension. It's found in Mount Olive. And just below the Church of the Ascension, those who went to meet with me to Holy Land, we visited Pater Noster Church, the church where Jesus, according to tradition, taught his disciples to pray the Our Father. That small church, which was built in, according to Wikipedia, it's 390, but I don't believe that. Because you see, St. Helen, the mother of Constantine, went to Jerusalem in 326 to 328. And the two sites that he identified that has connection to the life of Jesus in Mount Olives was one, the Mount, the cave, where there were already pilgrims who were coming and identifying that this is the site where Jesus ascended. And the place where Jesus taught his disciples to pray the Our Father. So that's the church. So after she went back to Rome, she told her son to build a church in Jerusalem, in the Mount of Olives, in the Church of the Ascension, and the Church of Pater Noster. So that would probably be circa around 330 to 340. And in that church, that small church, so the first church was built in 330 or 340, but it was destroyed during when the Muslims came. And then there was another church that was built in 1150. This was built by the crusade. And in that small church, you will find a stone, allegedly, where you find the footprint of Christ, one footprint of Christ. So that when we went there, everybody went to that stone and touched it. That's that stone. But you see, whether it is really the footprint of Christ or not, the most important thing is Jesus left us his heart print. And that's the most important thing. When we leave this world, how do we want ourselves to be remembered? Do we want ourselves to be remembered by our monuments that we built? The things that we wrote? Our achievements and our successes? Or do we want to be remembered by the moments and heart prints that we have left to our loved ones? And I tell you, those heart prints, just like the heart print of Jesus, can become a momentum that will allow your loved ones to remember you. Your loved ones to push you to do good things like what Jesus did. My prayer in our celebration is very simple. Lord, may we all realize how big that heart print that you left us. And we start moving it, clicking it, taking it, and moving it so that we may realize how great your ascension mission in our life and our ascension mission to the world. Please all stand.